Talk live with psychics online now for one-on-one personal readings. Welcome to Stars Psychics, a community of gifted psychic readers offering live psychic readings through our private chat rooms. Want to know about your love life? What about your career and wealth? Hear from loved ones and more. Our network of channelers, tarot card readers, clairvoyants, spiritual advisors, and clairaudience can assist in answering your questions and guide you to a new level of spiritual career. Online psychic readings are a great way to find out answers you've always wanted to know from a psychic in the privacy and comfort of your home. Go to www.starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. Now click on the new one-on-one button and start talking to a psychic today.
Well, welcome everyone. This is Starscast, also known as Natalie. I think everybody knows who Natalie and Starscast is. But anyways, we have a great topic tonight, kind of around love and being alone, and Valentine's Day is coming, and many of us are not with anyone, and so we have to figure out a way to just get through that day and love ourselves. And I think it's important. Sometimes, you know, it's good to be by yourself. You can learn more about what you can do and what you can't do and things that you can work on. And, I think you get used to it. I've been alone for, Christy, like 4 years, but I've really been alone longer than that. And, you just got to work through it. Keep busy, do things with your friends, and don't feel sad and don't feel alone. And but the thing of it is if you're recovering from a recent breakup, you know, whether it's by choice or it's a loss, I think you can feel insecure and despair, and you can be depressed about it. So, Maya Moon, what is your take on it?
Well, first of all, welcome to everyone, and as always, we're very glad to have you. If it's your first time or your 10th time, I know that you'll enjoy the show. And, of course, I think it's pretty universal with Valentine's Day. I know there's a few countries that don't recognize it, at least not this time of year, but it's a fairly universal holiday. And, you know, so with it looming ahead, I think it just highlights for everyone, you know, those that are together and feel fortunate, it's great. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are not. And you're right. It's a chance. I mean, we can look at Valentine's Day and we can see it as a reflection of what we don't have, or we can, you know, kind of fall into the trap of thinking about being alone or, you know, like what my guides say is, you know, we can't always choose at that moment whether we're alone or not in terms of, romance, but we can certainly choose whether or not we're going to be lonely. And it's actually a really good time to, like you said, to learn about yourself and to retreat, not retreat in the sense of, you know, hibernate in your home, but just to retreat with yourself a little bit and learn how to become empowered and how to get to know yourself and, you know, to know, first of all, that this is kind of going to sound a little bit confusing, but you're not alone in being alone. There's a lot more people out there that are, you know, not involved currently at this moment in a romantic relationship. They don't have a date, or, you know, they're coming out of a bad relationship. And very often, at least I find in doing this type of work, that sometimes the best thing we can do for ourselves is to take advantage of that time that we're alone by, like, just exactly what you said, and that's getting to know ourselves and kind of reuniting with ourselves, rather than letting that, that obsession over wanting to be with someone, because most of us as humans, we do seek a romantic partner. We do seek a life partner. Not everyone. There are those that are perfectly content to remain on their own. But for, you know, traditionally speaking, most of us are probably looking for that or wanting that. But we tend to come out a lot healthier and then attract and end up in a lot healthier relationships. And then the other thing to consider, too, is it's easy, you know, the cup half full, half empty. I think it's easy for us to get caught up. They've gotten so materialistic with Valentine's Day. I mean, it's really not. I mean, that's great if you receive a nice gift or a card from someone that you love or you care about. But, I mean, they've gotten to the point where if you don't buy a $10,000 ring, then you must not love who you're with. Or, I mean, it's just gotten so materialistic and superficial. And that's really not what it's all about. And so that, I mean, I think that society puts a lot of pressure on us. The commercials, I was paying attention. I don't watch a lot of TV, but I don't know if you've paid much attention lately, Natalie. But the commercials are just inundating us with all these pictures. And, of course, like there's one commercial, and I don't want to put down one particular brand, but they've affiliated the name of their jewelry store with standing for sharing a kiss. Well, you know, if you're with somebody that you can't get a kiss unless you've bought them a $10,000 ring, you might want to think about moving on. So,
exactly.
So love is something that, you know, it's great to have it. And I don't think we should lose our hope or lose sight. So it's not a time to, to lose sight of what we eventually want or what we hope to accomplish. But there's so many things that we can do, even if we choose maybe perhaps. I know that I have a lot of clients, and I suggest about, you know, going out, going to the movies, and they really truly do feel, even though they may be very healthy and well-balanced, they feel that they would feel awkward, you know, on that specific day, on Valentine's Day, going into a restaurant by themselves, that they feel that they might be judged. And I do understand that. So you could, you know, so for those of you that are, you know, I'd rather look at it as I'm temporarily choosing to be with myself rather than be with someone just for the sake of being with someone. And we don't always know either what's behind the curtain or the door. So we can see a couple and they can be sitting at dinner, or we can see them walking. And I mean, we can create a big story about, oh, their life, they must be happy and have this. We really have no clue what is going on with them, what their level of happiness is. And we may be, of course, I'm happily married, so I can't really put myself in that. Not right now, but I have been, you know, single in the past, so I can certainly relate to that. But, you know, we may be fortunate, those that are single, those people may be fortunate that they are alone and they're not under the pressure of someone or having to make tough decisions about a relationship, so on and so forth. So if you don't feel that particular day is a day that you want to plan an outing on your own, certainly you can do it the day before or the day after, or you can think of something special that's not traditionally associated with a partner, or, you know, just spending time and just thinking about, you know, again, you don't have to choose to be lonely. You can choose to say, you know, I'm alone right now. Circumstances have got me temporarily alone, but if your desire is to be a partner, a part of a partnership in a life partner relationship, that's certainly what you're going to achieve as long as you are keeping that door open. So, I mean, I believe that there's, like you said, there's a lot of things that we can do, and a lot is how we decide to think about it. I mean, we've talked, and I know Candy, Stars Priestess Candy, works in the chat room, and I know that she's an advocate for, you know, women, you know, abused women and women that are in abusive and controlling relationships. So she probably can easily relate to those women may technically be with someone, but they're probably not very happy on that day. So I don't think that the flowers can make up for maybe some of what they're going through. So
not
since
at all.
You are, you're temporarily right now, and that's another thing. I believe the words that we use to describe ourselves and our situation, regardless of Valentine's Day or just being a regular day, they help to set the pattern and the scheme and the, you know, the, like on the phones we have the wallpaper that we set. So they kind of set up how we're going to choose to see and believe. So in your situation, I know that for temporarily right now, you're not with someone, you're not involved, and you've shared that with everyone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So well,
even when I had somebody here, it was not a relationship. So I really didn't have anybody for 10 years. So, but you know, when you were talking, you know what I do is I revolve around my granddaughter an awful lot. And the first year after my husband passed away, first year after my husband passed away, my son brought over roses for me. And of course, you know, I went hysterical. And I said, "Why did you do that?" He said, "Because I know Dad never thought of you in this way." And he said, "I thought it would be nice." But you know what? And I, you know, that was the year that he did that. But now I kind of focus on my granddaughter. You know, I get her cute little things, and my son laughs at me. He says, "Mom, it's Valentine's." And I said, "Well, that's my girl. I want her to know how much I love her." She knows that all the time. But it's just some little cute things. I get her these Disney pins. I got her two of them that are, you know, limited edition, just came out. And because she has a Disney board. And so I do that, a really pretty card, and I put a little bit of money in there for her because it's from me. It's a special bond. So as far as that day, which is going to be this Sunday, I will be doing something for myself somehow. I don't allow myself to get upset about it. You know, I'll hear from my goddaughter, my girlfriend up north. I mean, everybody will be calling me anyways, and my girlfriend's down here. But I try to not concentrate on being alone, and meaning that I don't have anybody to share my love with, although I've expressed that I am here to do that. I have a thriving business, but, you know, I think I've said, but how do you share what you have if you don't have anybody? So I try not to think about it. And two, right now it's tax time. So I'm compiling all these numbers and I'm just staying busy. I've just decided, and it didn't bother me last year either. So I don't think it's going to bother me this year. I think it can bother people all different times of the year. It doesn't have to be a day like Valentine's. And you're right, Maya. Valentine's has turned into this, you know, chocolates and flowers and all of that. It's gotten too commercial. Red roses are beautiful. The red heart box. And don't you remember when you were in school in a younger grade, you used to have these little, they look like doilies, and you would cut them out like hearts. And, oh, God, I love doing that kind of stuff. I love cutting things out. And I can remember doing that. But it was never an important day for me, even when I was a little girl. So I can't really relate to it. Now, my son, on the other hand, goes, you know, he'll do something for his wife, of course, and I take care of Jada, so, you know, and I have a girlfriend who has a birthday on the 12th, so we'll probably go to lunch this week, and that's what I do, because I can be alone any day of the week, at any time. It doesn't have to be on, you know, February 14th, and that's exactly what I do. I don't dwell upon it. I mean, I can be sad and lonely other days of the year. I don't have to pick that one. So it's just a part of, and you're not really alone. Sometimes I'll talk to my cat, Mushy. You've heard me talk about Mushy. I'll say, "Mushy, I guess it's me and you." And then I'll stop and I'll say, "Nope, we got God too," because that's what I believe. That's how I believe. And, you know, and Jesus came to me in my dream. So I have that. So since I think I've gotten more spiritual than I was before, when I was taking care of my husband because it was so difficult, and I don't really think I had time to think about it or that wasn't on my mind. But lately, last year, that's been the most important thing, and I think that's really helped me get through an awful lot. And I meditate in the afternoon, and I talk to God every morning. Okay, I'm back. relentless. Yeah, you think you're going to get rid of me? No, sir. Would you like me to come back this afternoon? I can do it in the afternoon, too. but I think looking at things a little bit better, but there are some people that have just, faced a loss and a breakup of a relationship or the loss of a partner because they passed on. That's difficult, yes. That will be tough probably the first holidays. But then I'm telling everybody, 4 years, I probably feel the best I've ever felt ever in many, many years. So, and I think you get stronger, and I think you start to feel better about yourself and all these. Dad, just think about the people that have, all the women that have been abused. Just think about all of them and the homeless and all. You can really change your thoughts quickly if you start to think about all the people all over the world and what they're faced with. And this is just a day, Don't make a big deal of it. Don't buy yourself some chocolate if you want chocolates, Do that. I love chocolate. I love the heart box, though, to tell you the truth. I think that's my favorite. It's just looking at the red heart box. I don't know why. I think it's from when I was a little girl. I don't know. Do you get something on Valentine's, Maya?
Well, it's interesting because I've been married for 20 years, and we just talked about that, and we just feel that we don't really need a day to recognize what we have. And you might say that I don't know what word exactly we would use, but we just feel that we're not going to support the materialistic, the stores and getting rich, and fall into the trap that, we feel forced to have to go do something. If we want to do something for each other, if I see something that maybe he needs while I'm at the store, he sees something that I might need, we can do those things for each other. We don't need somebody shoving a holiday down our throats and making us feel that, we're less of a partner to one another because we don't conform. I guess that's the word that I want to use, is conform. And so I think that's a good message. And you don't have to agree with me. A lot of people, feel very adamant about, expressing their love or devotion and making that holiday very special if they are with someone. And obviously there's nothing wrong with that. But you just like we can choose as a couple to not let that day define our relationship. You can choose that path when you're alone. That day does not have to define, because that's what I feel that, excuse me, that we need to avoid is taking this one day and then just becoming so, so deep into what we don't have rather than looking at what we do have, better whether it's our health or we have family members or, like you mentioned, your granddaughter. And, I have a grandson and I have my younger son who we did that. I would bring up the little Valentine packages at school and they would pass them out. But I mean, we can just be alone and we can just see that it's just a day, and maybe it's a chance too to really think about what if we are someone who is wanting to choose to spend our life with the right person or someone that is a good fit into our lives, not someone that we're just trying to cram into our life so that we're not alone. I mean, you can spend the day occupying yourself with things that you enjoy, whether that's staying in your pajamas all day is a special treat, or whatever, or just using that day to say, this holiday or this day today, week, this month, whatever, I'm alone. And like you mentioned, we can be in relationships and feel lonely. We don't have to be alone.
That's right.
To feel lonely. But then we can look at the future and say, but this is not a mirror. You know, we're not in Groundhog Day. We all are, our lives are constantly, it's energy, it's constantly moving, it's constantly shifting. So it's a good time to think about the future and anticipate it. You know, I believe that people are in our life spiritually, in our path, and in our part of our life long before they enter our life physically or, you know, literally. So maybe it's a good time to, you know, to spend with a little wishful thinking and
right.
a little bit of daydreaming and saying,
watch
you know,
movies all day if it's on Sunday. Stay home and watch movies on your TV all day. Like you said, stay in your jammies. You don't have to, if you don't have to go out, that's even better. Do something for you. Paint your toenails. Do your fingernails. Do a mask. Do something for yourself. Love, show that you love yourself. And I, you know, what will I do? Sunday, let's see. I don't really know. I won't be going anywhere, I know. So, I mean, my neighbors all have. My neighbor's got her family, and my other friend has her family. But I will just, it'll be a day of reflection for me. But that's because of where I am spiritually, I think. I'll give my hellos to God and who I want him to, would like him, not want, I would like him to bless and help this one, help that one. And I go through my little, it's not a dissertation. I shouldn't say it's a dissertation, but I kind of always laugh when I talk about it because, like I said, I'm relentless. I don't give up. And just, you know, try. You've got to just try. But what I feel here is for, like, the people who have just broken up with someone, and then they have all their, say your girlfriends all have boyfriends, and they're all going out to dinner and the la, 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 and all of that. Then there's this other girl who doesn't have anybody at the moment. What does she do? Does she just be sad all day or Saturday night or Sunday night or whatever it is? No, I don't think she should do that. I'm sure most people, I shouldn't say most people, I just think that you can find something to do. Find a book that you've been wanting to read. I have stacks of books that I have that I pick up and put down, pick up and put down. I read a little bit. I've got like 3 or 4 of them going at the same time. But I have a really busy schedule, the things that I do. And right now, like I said, it's tax time, so I have to take care of all that. But I think, you know, I like to cross-stitch. I was thinking about doing that on Sunday. That might be a day that I'll start a new project or something. But I don't know, Maya. I think sometimes it's really hard for people to get out of that. I mean, I was there. I know what it's like. You just feel, like I've said to you before, like a wounded deer walking around, and you think nobody cares, nobody loves you. Nobody's going to call and say, Happy Valentine's Day, you want to go out to dinner? But you can't think about it that way, especially if you're healthy and you have a good mind and you're working and you have a home. And look at all of the things that you have. I'm reminded all the time, my friend Barb, I've talked about her, she calls me every other day. She called me this morning. She called me Saturday. She'll probably call me tonight or tomorrow. Find somebody that needs your wisdom, that needs to hear from you, to hear your voice. And, you know, I do this with her all the time. And she says, well, whenever I want to feel good, I call you. Well, that makes me feel really good, really. I mean, she calls me other times. But she says, I always feel so much better when I talk to you. But it's my voice. Of course, right now it's pretty raspy. But I think if you can do that, give of yourself. Just be appreciative of what you have. And everybody says, well, it could always be worse. Yes, it can be worse. I mean, maybe, there's so many people. I see it on Facebook every single day. I try not to even look at it. It's so, so sad. But then I sit back and I think, well, okay, but that's not your life, Natalie. Look what you have. I mean, this is what I do for myself. But like I said, you know, I'm blessed over and over again. Like if I feel really, really loudly, I'll call Maya, say help. Or, you know, I don't know. I don't really know if there's an easy fix for it. I think you just have to go through each day and try to think of yourself as something wonderful on earth and a beautiful soul and help all of those you can. I'm always helping somebody. It's nonstop for me. And I think that makes my inside, my soul, it just seems to be, I don't know what the word is, brighter and brighter and brighter. And I'm very, very shiny. And that's really what's helped me. But I kind of feel badly for some that have just broken up with somebody, you know, and it really is sad for them. You know, how do they handle that, Maya? What, you know, like say this past week, last weekend, they broke up with their boyfriend or their whatever. And it's different when somebody passes on. I think the breakup of a relationship is a little different than somebody passing and losing a loved one. It's just as bad, of course, but I think it's a little different. But what can one do to get through some of these things that are coming up that always reflect love and all of that kind of stuff? What can they do? Maya, what do you think?
Can go to Stars.
Go to Stars. Well, you know, the thing of it is that, you know, Stars has so many beautiful, and I can say this because I know, has so many beautiful people because I've heard them all. They are from all over the world. They do all kinds of things. Some do healings. Resonate with somebody on the site, and I don't like to push the site all the time, but Stars is just one of the best places that there is. Part of it because it's family oriented, and I have strived all these years, you know, to make it that way, and that's why I personally interview on, you know, I go on Skype and talk to all of them. I don't care where they are. They have to be able to do that with me, or I can't bring them on the site, and I don't bring anybody on the site that has not talked with me. And so I think if you've been to the site and you find somebody like Maya or Stars Priestess Candy or Stars Nicole, I can name them all, and you've been to them, and they always make you feel a little bit better, go back to them. Maybe what they're going to say to you that day is going to be really important for you, and you'll be able to reflect on it. And, you know, like I said, I don't usually like to push the site, but I can vouch for them. They are, it's a beautiful family I have. It's an extended family that, and you know, I just didn't do this when I started Stars. It was back 19 years ago when I started Planet Stars. It was the same thing that I made it to be that way. That's how I wanted it. I just feel that you're giving and, you know, it's a beautiful place. And I'm very blessed with that, you know, and look at Maya. Well, she can channel for you. Priestess Candy can do spiritual stuff for you. She can do readings for you. I mean, there's just a multitude of talent. Look at their profiles. Look at their pictures. See what they look like. Sometimes with a picture, you can say, oh, boy, he or she has a really nice face. You know, that's how you do it. Don't just choose randomly. Take your time and do it. And if you're looking for a specialty, you can do that. You can find that on the site. Mediums, channelers, tarot card readers. We have some that have been recognized in their state. And I don't know. It's just a beautiful group. And I can't say that for other groups because I don't know them. But I really think Stars sits apart from the rest of them. I don't think they all have the atmosphere that we have. So try to go to Stars. Yeah, go to Stars. Feel good. Do something for yourself. You know?
Right.
Do something for yourself.
It gives you... I mean, and when you're talking about if you've had a recent breakup, you know, Valentine's Day just, unfortunately, I think it's just kind of a painful reminder. But one thing that I would suggest, you know, a couple of things. First of all, that we do have to accept when there's a breakup, even if logically, even if it's our choice or logically we know that it's probably the best, there's going to be pain. I mean, there's very, very few choices in life that don't come with some risk and sacrifice. So one thing is to accept that, you know, just because something is a little bit painful, and difficult to navigate through doesn't necessarily mean that it's always going to be that way, or that, you know, sometimes I feel that as humans we panic because it, you know, we can often have conflicting feelings, you know, where we've ended a relationship, or, you know, if the other person has ended it and we don't feel quite ready for the ending or prepared, or maybe it's not something at the moment that we really want, you know, it can be challenging for us to accept that it is the end. And I believe that in part we have to accept that. In part, if we feel very strongly, keeping hope alive is just to keep the door open. It doesn't mean, you know, to, like the analogy would be, you might want to leave the window cracked open, but you're not going to leave the front door wide open with the screen. So you're going to leave a little bit, hope is leaving something open for the possibility, but then that you open that to include all other possibilities and potential. So accept that you're going to have bad days and you're going to have pain. And one thing that you mentioned, which is very true, rather than wait and sit around and think, well, nobody really cares about me and this is just the most awful time in my life, try to stop and think about who perhaps do you know that could rejoice or enjoy or embrace knowing that you're thinking of them, whether it's a grandma, a grandfather, an aunt, a cousin, an uncle. Surely there's someone that you know, a friend, a coworker, family, that would, even if they're not going through a difficult time, would certainly enjoy and feel loved knowing that you took that time to just say, you know, that I love you. And then I would recommend, too, that sometimes when we're going through a difficult period, like with the breakup, which is why I mentioned stars, there's times when it's good. We need to vent and we need to talk to someone who doesn't know us in terms of, I'm not going to see you at work tomorrow, or another expert isn't going to see you at work, or they're not a family member that's going to tell other family members. So we're kind of outside of your circle. Sometimes we actually can do better if we decide that, okay, for today, I'm going to set aside this situation that I'm struggling with, and I'm going to talk about other things, about my future, about my goals. Maybe it's about my career. Maybe you're considering going back to school. Maybe you're thinking of something self-improvement. Maybe you're thinking of a different hairstyle. Whatever, whether it's trivial or something important, try to interact with someone who maybe could use that distraction as well, or you just feel like sharing your time with, but decide that I'm going to set this aside. I'm going to set this, you know, this issue that I'm dealing with and this pain, I'm going to acknowledge that I have it, but I'm going to set it aside, and I'm not going to allow myself to delve into that. And then sometimes what I recommend, whether it's Valentine's Day or not, for people that are struggling with the breakup, a couple of things. And one is to always write things down, because writing is powerful, and I think we can look back and see the progress that we've made. So that's one thing. Another thing is to, you know, there's balance between allowing ourselves to feel the pain and to process that grief and that, you know, that pain and the disappointment, the frustration, the anger. It's a multi-system process, a level that we go through. I've even said, go make a calendar and make a note and say, okay, I'm going to allow myself, for example, 15 minutes, let's say the first 2 weeks. And this is just a very, you know, kind of vague example. I'm not giving this as exact times, but just to give you an idea of what I would suggest is that, you know, allow yourself, I'm going to allow myself this first week 15 minutes maybe in the morning and 15 minutes in the evening, then I'm going to let myself cry, I'm going to punch pillows if I need to, I'm going to be upset. I'm going to holler by myself. I'm going to say why it's not fair, whatever feelings. In other words, you're just going to express everything that you're feeling. And then after you've used up your allotted time, then you're going to pull yourself together and you're going to be as if you were going out and playing a character that there's a whole filming crew waiting for you to play part of this actor or actress, this role. And then you're going to put that forward because that energy can be your future. And another thing to think about is giving yourself the 15 minutes or whatever of the time you need to cry or feel the grief, and then the rest of the day, try to redirect yourself as much as possible. But also, there is always, always, when a breakup occurs, I know for a lot of people, they say, well, I was shocked. I never saw it coming. You know, nothing would have ever led me to believe. And universal law and my guides teach that in general is not true. What has occurred is that we have slowly, you know, numbed ourselves and allowed ourselves to be a little bit blind to what was going on within the relationship, even possibly from the very get-go, because our fear of being alone or being abandoned or being without that has overcome our sensibility. You know, I write the blog, I write a lot about the difference between sacrifices and compromising and, you know, giving, unconditional giving and reasonable giving. So all that comes into play. So it's a good time if you don't want to go through, if you really feel in the moment that, you know, you've just, the rug has just been pulled out from under you. Now, obviously, death is something completely different. We don't at times have any warning and no control. But when a relationship ends, there's always going to be something that was lurking, something that was coming, something that was there. So it's a really good time, too, when we're getting a little bit stronger and to help strengthen us, is to stop and again, write it down so that it's something that you can look back on and say, ah, that's true, and now I even can see it more, so I'm going to add this to it. Where you say, well, I remember when such and such happened and, you know, I felt very uncomfortable and that I wanted to question. I just wrote some things on why we need to ask rather than just make up answers, which is very a very typical coping human behavior. So it's a good time. So breakups, even though they're very painful, I mean, I'm a human. It's not like I've lived, you know, in this faraway land of make-believe and I haven't intermingled with the humans and been in relationships and been hurt and been upset and been angry and frustrated and so on. I've been through all that. And those experiences, if we allow them to propel us and to help us and to teach us, they can move us towards a higher state of being. So that's where choice comes in. We can choose to, and again, I'm not making light of the grief or the pain. That there's just no way around that. I mean, it's like getting a shot. It doesn't matter what that shot is going to prevent you from contracting, whatever disease it's going to prevent or whatever illness. That doesn't make the shot hurt any less. So the pain is something that we're going to deal with, and life is always, just like there's always joy around the corner, there's going to be pain. So deal with the pain, but then try to take from that a lesson and try to see where you may have not seen things or accepted or asked why or looked closer, and then start to empower yourself by saying, next time, I believe in using words of positivity and words of affirmation and manifestation, which means that rather than going to the past, well, I've always been alone, it's always been tough, I don't think it can ever happen, use words of, when love comes to me next time, I want this to be, and I want to be, and I'm going to be. So begin preparing yourself and then treat yourself, whatever that is, whatever you normally, your schedule doesn't allow for, or maybe you're a very structured person, and so you put a lot of pressure on yourself that, you know, you work perhaps full-time, so maybe Valentine's Day is what, Sunday? It's Sunday. Maybe Sundays are normally laundry day and you get tied up. Make a choice that I'm going to treat myself and I'm not going to do the laundry. I will spend an extra hour after work on Monday or on Saturday, and then just choose anything that makes you feel good. As long as you're not isolating yourself and there's some pleasure for you involved, and then definitely reaching out to other people and doing it not so much, you know, okay, whose shoulder can I cry on? Although I'm not saying there's anything wrong with getting support and leaning on other people. Sometimes we can become a little more empowered if we choose to say, you know, I'm going to call, or I'm going to go to lunch, or I'm going to have, you know, go to the movies or do something with myself or with someone else, a friend or whomever, and I'm not going to bring up this subject. Like from that old movie where he says, take a vacation from your problems. I'm going to allow myself this day of a vacation from worrying about what was, and you know, we always have to keep in mind that the future is just that. It's the future, it's unknown, and, you know, we can think dark thoughts about it, but we can also think great thoughts, and there's every reason to believe that the future can be different and can be whatever we want it to be. I believe that we have the power to create that. And I'm talking about joy and happiness. I'm not a big believer in, you know, I can make a spell, or I can, you know, pray to win the lottery, or I can get a Mercedes or whatever. But I believe we can be successful and prosperous in whatever we do if our intentions are correct. And I believe that the biggest thing that we can receive is that peace and happiness, joy, balance, all that, if we follow our true path and if we have hope and faith that it will happen. So those are some of the things that I would suggest.
You were talking about raising your level of spirituality sometimes when you face a loss. I think that's what happened to me. I was focused so much on taking care of someone, and then I didn't have to take care of someone. And that I had something to do every day, and then it ended. And it took me a long time. Now, this is if you face a loss. It took me a long time. I guess it just all depends on if you're prepared. It doesn't even matter if you're prepared. You know, it just, you know, that doesn't matter. But I think it helped me to go within and to raise my level. And you always say something, Maya, about doing things under grace. That has stuck with me, I think, probably since I've met you. And I would think under grace is to do it, to me, it means do it from within and always for the betterment. You know, I'm pretty okay with myself now. I have moments, yeah, but not like I had before, not at all. I don't know, all of a sudden there's another thing that I have to do, but I have my sight. There's another issue I have to they're small things that I have to take care of, or, you know, my son wants to talk to me about something, or there's always something. But the breakup of a relationship can be really hard on male and female, and I can only relate to the female, and that's been years that happened to me, but it was always kind of devastating, but the real thing for me was the loss of my partner that I grew up with. And you just wonder that, can somebody ever come and not replace, but be better than or someone new? And another thing you have to remind yourself of, and I'm older, and I tell myself this every day, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. It doesn't and Maya has talked to me about these things, so she's probably smiling inside. It doesn't matter how old you are, and it doesn't matter what you see in the mirror. There's always somebody that's going to see you like you've never seen yourself before. I believe in that. And it takes time. And don't rush. Don't think it's going to happen overnight. It's not. It's just not going to happen. And, you know, I had all the books and the things from hospice and, you know, the 7 steps. I think there's 7 steps. Well, you know, you can go to the end of the 7, go back to the number 1. It doesn't matter. It's how you are for you. Those are just kind of examples what they give you. I mean, if you've lost somebody, it's probably one of the most devastating things that can happen to you. You know, like for me growing up. But you know what? Because I had to take care of somebody for so long, it was almost like a relief for me because it got to be very dangerous. My life here with that person, it became very dangerous. And so, but I was talking to the man that came to check my heat pump today, and he asked, he says, "Oh, are you married?" And I was explaining. I said, "No." And he looked at me and he said, "How did you do it?" I said, I had help that you couldn't see. And he looked at me and he said, "Really?" And I said, "Really. That's why I did it." I said, because there were times when my life, I was really in danger. And, you know, I survived. And he said, "Well, you're not very tall, but I bet you stand tall with this, don't you?" I said, "I sure do. I did it myself. And I'm proud of that. And I could help anybody because I it was one of the worst things that could ever happen to a person. Other than the loss of a child or that, I don't even want to talk about that. That's beyond. But from the things that have happened to me, but you have said under grace. Can you explain, Maya, what that means to do things under grace?"
Well, yes. And for me and what my guides have taught me, is grace is it's a state of being. It's a state of being able to accept without knowing the whys and wherefores. It's being able to honor yourself and honor others and to honor life and the future, that there does exist something or someone or just the future in general that is going to in some way, shape, or form create for you, and I mean the general you, not just personally you, but for all of us, that which we desire and that we aspire to be. And so grace to me is that state of being that we're able to be accepting without obsessing over why, what happened, how, you know, how having to have answers and explanation, and to accept that there is pain with the joy, and that as we heal, we feel pain too, but that we can rise to a state of acceptance and faith and hope and in ourselves, and learn to trust ourselves again and to trust the world again too. Because for many of us that have been hurt, however that pain has been committed upon us, whether it's through death or a difficult, you know, someone like in your situation being ill, however it's come upon us, you know, it can be difficult to move past that. But grace allows us to do so. And it allows us to do it with respect, love, and honor, again, for self, for our Creator, God, divine, and for the collective, for others. And when we walk with grace, within grace, there's just something about us that it's just a light, like I talk about the light. It's just a light that shines just a little bit brighter and helps us to, you know, take those steps courageously and again in faith, and consequently just because of the laws of attraction, then that will be attracted back to us, and we will find the treasures that await us, the pot of gold, whatever it may be. And I believe that it's different for all of us, but that it waits equally out there for each of us. So, you know, that's what I would wish for everyone, especially for, you know, Valentine's Day, that they can accept it in a state of grace, and that they can embrace whatever it is that they have and whatever they can be thankful for, that they can reach out to someone in need, and that they can find a way to honor themselves with whatever small little thing, whatever, like you said, if it's buying chocolates, if you love flowers, go buy flowers for yourself. If you like massages, get a massage. I mean, whatever it is, do it, and do it with that state of grace. So that means with honor, with respect, and with not, you know, there's no sense in doing something and then feeling that you completely contradict the whole reason if you do it and then say, oh, I shouldn't have done this, or, obviously if you can't afford something, you can't afford something. But within reason, do it, but then make sure that you are in that moment. Don't let whatever's going on steal that from you, because for each moment we embrace, I believe that we're given that 10 times back. So if we have an hour of a day during a difficult time that we can embrace the things that we have, I believe that we're then given, you might say, 10 hours in return of feeling a state of grace. And so it continues and it grows and it increases. And hopefully that made sense.
Yeah, it does. And I love to say that, under grace. There's just something about it. And I want to say something to a lady that's in our room. She lost her husband, and she wanted to know, she says, sometimes I feel he is around. Well, from my experience, and you know, I'm surrounded by the best advisors in the world, and I do that also myself, but I can tell you that I know my husband is around. I'll get a, and I don't think, and her, this lady's name, I won't even say her name, but I spoke before about hearing a phone ring, like just before I wake up, but my phone is not ringing. And I'll recognize it, and I'll kind of, okay, I know what it's ringing. And then maybe if the feeling is like, well, she's not really getting it, it'll be a real loud ring. I mean, real loud, or two of them in a row. And, of course, I've talked to Maya about it, and we feel that it's my husband letting me know that he is around. He is watching over me. You know, it wasn't the best of circumstances with him, but, yeah, she said she misses him terribly. And, it hurts, and it's been a long time for her. And everybody is different. Like I said, I think it's because of what I do. You know, the line of work that I'm in, and that I, and you know what I do a lot of, my, as I listen to music. I mean, like I was working on the books today. I mean, I had my headphones on. Sometimes my son, I'll leave the garage door, not the main door open, but the inside to the house open, because sometimes he comes over and he'll kind of come in behind me, and you know, I'm going with the music. And working on the computer, and he sits there until I kind of get a sense that he's behind me, and he'll say, how do you do both at the same time? I said, I don't know. I think one works with the other. I can type faster. I can do everything better. I don't know. But I do a lot of that. I listen to music a lot. But also, I think, and I just started doing this, Maya. I don't remember when I told you, but I started meditating in the afternoon. I don't have music going on then. And Muji, my cat, is always near me. He always comes on the arm of the chair. And he'll lay there with me, and I just close my eyes. And sometimes it's a way of, sometimes I daydream. I let whatever happens, happens. I don't try to control it. I just, maybe I'm manifesting in my own way. I don't know, but I just kind of let it go. And it makes me feel good when I come out of that, or I feel, I get not restless, but I just feel that it's, you know, something attracts me that in my mind that, oh, you got to go do this, and then I'll stop. But when I come out of that, I feel so good. And I haven't done this forever. I don't even know. It's been probably a few weeks that I've really been doing this every single day. And I don't have to remind myself. I just go sit down and just sit there, and all of a sudden I'm relaxed. I'll have a blanket around me or whatever makes me feel good, and of course my cat. And I do that, and it really relieves some things for me. She's saying here, sometimes I feel like I get a message. She probably needs to talk to somebody. Oh, he was a young man, and his name was Joe. There is no time frame, and I don't care what anybody tells you. You should be feeling better. No. It's all according to you. Don't let anybody tell you, because, and nobody told me that. I mean, I got the books and, you know, you should be going through this, and then you go through this, and then sometimes you go backwards. You go two steps forward, and you go three back. It just doesn't. But that's the death of a loved one. That's a whole different thing. We're talking about, well, you can feel lonely when you lose somebody like that, yes, but it takes sometimes a long time. And there isn't a cure. There isn't anything you can read that's going to make you feel better. You just have to start to believe, and you have to be super spiritual like I am. That's the ultimate to me. That's just the ultimate. And I wasn't there, I guess probably last year, I wasn't even where I am now. Do you think, Maya?
No, you've definitely improved. And for the gal, I just want to say that I'm sure I'm terribly sorry about her loss. And I'm sure that's Joe that she lost, you said. And I'm sure that he definitely is reaching out with messages. And although we can't really put a clock on, you know, our healing process, I feel strongly from her that she wants to try to heal. And, you know, part of it, too, is that I believe that when we're ready for that step, to try to go ahead and take it, because I believe that it does honor the person when we're ready, that, you know, you do come out. Time is our best ally, and you mm-hmm. can come out the other side. And it, as hard as it may be in those first weeks or months or years or whatever the timing is for you, just, you know, try to keep thinking of your life still goes on, and he's still a part of you, and you
right.
you can honor whatever you shared together and whatever you had by continuing to live. And sometimes I believe, too, if we switch places and we think, what if I'd been the one? What if I had been the one to, you know, leave early, to pass on, to, you know, move into the spiritual realm? What would I have wanted for the person that I love? And I think most of us would agree that we would be understanding that, yes, it's going to take a great deal of time to recover and heal from that, but eventually we would want that person to begin to smile again and to be happy, and ultimately to honor the love that was shared by maybe finding love again, if that's something that she wants. So I do want her to know that I know that it can seem like it never ends, that it just, like you said, Natalie, I mean, we each have our own time, and it may feel like it's just never going to end. But eventually, like you said, you're better this year than you were last year. Eventually,
oh, yeah.
we do turn that corner, and something starts to change, and little by little, we start to see the light again. And so I really pray for her that she turns that corner when it's her time to do so. And for everybody else, whoever you're with or whatever you're doing, I really hope that you have a blessed day. And if you don't even celebrate it, have a great day just because everybody else is.
That's right. You know, just lean on people that you know. And sometimes it's not relatives, it's your friends that really care more for you than your own relatives. That's the truth. You have to lean on them. You know, you just have to. But you have to force yourself. I had to force myself. And we talked about that, I think, last week, that my son said, well, if you don't start going with your girlfriends, they're going to stop asking. And in the beginning, I really forced myself. I would get ready, and I'd look in the mirror, and I'd say, I don't really want to go. And then I would go, and then that would be an hour or two browsing around, not even buying anything, just browsing in Target, having a little lunch. We buy each other's every so often, whatever. And pretty soon, it's the same two friends that I run with. I really don't run with them. But it's these two friends. So you have to do that. You just have to do it. You know that you're stronger than you think you are, and you have to look within and say, I can do this a little bit at a time. And like I said, I'm blessed by a whole team that I have. I'm very, very lucky. But with that, we're almost done here with the show, Maya. Of course, my voice is getting worse, and yours. And we're two like little raspy people. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a sign we shouldn't be talking so much.
And
but
that's
anyway,
my goodbye. So I just hope everyone has, a great weekend and whatever they choose to do to celebrate themselves. And with that, I guess I'll see everyone next Monday.
Yes, next Monday. And I don't know what the topic's going to be, but my creative director will figure it out. She will.
Yes.
And it'll be posted. And please, Janice, come back and see us next Monday. They're always good topics. You can always call in. You can talk to Candy in the room. She's one of my experts on the site. And it starts with a Z, psychics.com. And I'm not pushing for you to purchase a reading, but just come back and visit with us. Sometimes, just listening to people who've been through the same thing really, really helps. And sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it just really doesn't. I don't know what, there isn't anything that I can tell anybody to say, well, okay, by this date and time, you will start to feel better. I can't do that for anyone. Nobody can. It's just within yourself, and start talking to God like I do every day or whatever you believe in. Doesn't matter. Just talk out loud. I yell at my husband. I tell him this is all his fault. He got sick. I've done that. I've done all of that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I remember last year I was trying to cover my plants, my ferns. Now I bring them in and put them in my shower and lock the door for the shower because the cat will eat them. Anyways, I was yelling at him out there, this is all your fault. I can't even cover these stupid things because you're not here to help me. I was talking out loud. People must have thought I was nuts. The wind was blowing. I go to put one end down over the fern, and the other end would go up. And I was so mad. I wasn't mad. I was hurt. And I'm crying out there and putting telephone books all around it and everything. And Diane and I, my neighbor, were talking out about that. And she said, remember that night you did that? Because I told her. She said, why didn't you call me? I would have helped. Well, then you don't want to call. You don't want to ask people to help you, but do it anyways. Because it makes them feel good. There'll be somebody in your life that will help you. So with that, I'm going to thank Candy for doing the room again and posting everything on Facebook and all that good stuff. And, of course, we love her. And, of course, I love my Maya Moon. And Maya does the blogs every single day, so you can read that. There's a lot, and I seem to be talking to Janice a lot, but I think if she goes and just reads the blog, she'll get some inspirational feel. She'll get some feeling and feel good about herself. And, you can always go to the site. I mean, there's so much there. The new site will have horoscopes on it, and we're looking maybe at launch next week because Tony is taking his lady someplace for the weekend, so I don't want to start the site with him gone. Oh, no. And anyways, with that, I'm going to say goodnight, and I love you. Maya, I love you. Candy, I love you. And Janice, I love you too. So everybody have a nice week, and we will see you all back next Wednesday. I'm really getting messed up here. Next Monday, 8 o'clock, and with another great topic. So with that, I'll say goodbye.
Good night.